studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hey, welcome to you listeners all over the country and all over the world. About 15% of our listeners come from outside the United States, so we're sure glad you're joining us on the Common Sense Show here today. Back home at my flagship station, WJBO, 1150 AM in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I want to thank the folks up in New York City. We broadcast live in New York City the past 2 weeks. Have a big listening audience on WVNJ that covers most of the state of New Jersey as well as New York City. And we're sure pleased with the hospitality they showed us up there. But it's always good to get back home. And I'm glad to do so. Lots of things to talk about today. There is so many things. I'm going to go over your emails and review a lot of issues that I think are very important to our country and to you individually. And by the way, if you want to email me or get up to date on what I'm going to talk about, you can go to our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Find a full list of topics. Have some fun. See my weekly column. We'll talk about the column here in the next hour and just get updated on what's happening that I think is of interest, and hopefully you will too. Horse meat is back in the news. Big time, by the way. There's been supposedly a scandal over in Britain where they found that about 1% of all the meat products, things that are sold frozen, things that are sold like spaghetti, bolognese and shepherd's pie, lasagna, because it contained a little horse meat, 1% horse meat. And it's raised the ire of a number of people. How dare they serve us horse meat? 1% of our food is horse meat? Why, that's just a big, big scandal. I never understood that. Now, you got to realize I live down in the state that eats about anything down here. We eat squirrel and a raccoon and you name it. We eat it down here in Louisiana, throw it in the gumbo. Even in New Orleans, you'll find a lot of exotic foods down here. There's been a big push, by the way, by our United States senators, several senators. I think Marco Rubio over in Florida, for your Florida listeners. There's a Connecticut senator. Louisiana Senator Mary Landrieu has made this her cause célèbre. Now, we've got a massive economic problem, not just nationally, but worldwide. We've got problems in the Middle East that seem to be growing leaps and bounds. There are so many issues that affect middle-class Americans, all Americans, just keeping some semblance of equality of life as wages go down, yet the focus seems to be on horse meat. I have a hard time understanding that, but that apparently is what a number of these senators think about. What they want to do is ban the sale of all horse meat for consumption or exportation. You can't even export it. Now, you may not know this, but horse meat is a pretty popular dish, particularly in Europe. A lot of horse meat is sold in Europe. In Sweden, horse meat is so popular, it outsells lamb and mutton over that way. You can find horse meat, carne de cavallo, I think they call it, in most butcher shops throughout Italy. You can travel to every European country to find horse meat, which is both quite popular and apparently in demand in France. And, of course, France is a motherload of food delicacies. They even have a horse meat butchers organization called Fédération de Boucherie Hippolyte Grieg. My French is okay. It's estimated that some 700,000 tons of horse meat is consumed annually worldwide. And, you know, horse meat, if you've eaten it, my friends eat it regularly, and I have some. They say it's leaner, slightly sweeter in taste than regular beef, with a flavor somewhat between that of beef and venison. Good horse meat is tender, kind of be a little tougher than maybe a tenderloin, something along that way. But again, it's very popular. Now, you make the argument, well, gosh, how we shouldn't be eating horses. And I never understood that distinction. Apparently a lot of problem, including all those senators, have no problem eating Porky Pig, Donald Duck, Bugs Bunny, Bambi, the Little Red Hen. But when it comes to eating Trigger or Mr. Ed, now that's a whole different thing there. We can't kind of get into all that, right? I don't see the difference. By the way, I was looking over around the rest of the country. Like I say, we've eaten for years down here where I live. any number of items that you can buy, or you can catch raccoon, as I mentioned, Nutria Stew, popular restaurant. Of course, alligator. People laugh about alligator, but I'm looking at one of our local papers that about half the page talks about Louisiana alligator Creole stew. So you can get very creative with a whole list of dishes that you can get. Here's I was watching the Travel Channel, I think a couple of weeks ago, and they were talking about the fact that more Americans are becoming much more adventurous in their food habits. And they've got a show, I think, on the Travel Channel called Bizarre Foods America. It's a once-a-week show there, and they talk about what people would eat. And they did a poll, and they said, well, one-third of the respondents would serve muskrat chili. One-fifth would put a pig ear sandwich on the menu. 17% of hosts thought that possum fajitas sound good for the game. And 6% would serve lamb brains. I don't know about lamb brains. I don't know if I'd take that in. Of course, haggis in England is very, very popular, the intestines of a sheep. Smoked raccoon has a lot of popularity. And so, any event, you can get a lot of exotic foods that you can try, and I'm not buying off on the fact that horse meat is something that we shouldn't try. Maybe you don't like it. Maybe that's not your cup of tea or your cup of meat, but whatever, that should be your choice. I'll tell you a story. I was a couple of months ago, been about a year ago, I guess, I was giving a speech over in a little rural area of South Louisiana. I'd given the speech, was driving back home, stopped to get a cold drink. It was a hot day, summer, hot day in the summer. Walked up on the porch, and here's a fella cooking up in a big pot. And I just made conversation with him. I said, what you cooking up there? And he says, well, I've got me a gumbo. I said, what kind of gumbo you cooking? He says, I'm cooking me an owl gumbo. Well, I inquired just how an owl gumbo tastes, and he smiled at me, and he said, About like a hawk gumbo. Oh, I got it now, like a hawk, right? Point I'm making is that you can take about anything along that line, cook it up in a gumbo or a stew, as long as not a species is about to be wiped out. That should be your freedom of choice. What you eat, what you not eat should be your freedom of choice. So Senator Landrieu from Louisiana, Senator Rubio from Florida, you want to be president, get away from the horse meat. It's not your issue. You're not going to get elected president of the United States on trying to ban horse meat. It ain't that big a deal. Ought to be someone's individual choice as to what they eat, when they eat, and how they eat it. And like I say, if you can deal with Porky Pig, you can certainly deal with Mr. Red. So I share that with you about the horse meat activities going on throughout this state. By the way, I've got a cookbook out. I wrote a cookbook called Jim Brown's World Famous Squirrel Stew and Other Country Recipes. And I took all this wild game that we eat and cook down here and put it in a cookbook, and you can order it on my website at www.jimbrownusa.com. I got a little press called the Lisburn Press, and we sell a lot of cookbooks. I've sold 25,000 cookbooks. All the money goes to charity, and if you want to be an expert in terms of game recipes, you'll find it in there. You'll find we had a former governor down here named John McKiffin, and he had what was his favorite recipe? He'd take Hungry Jack, a can of stew and put the two together and cook them up, and that was his chicken stew he'd make. That was his favorite recipe, you know, whatever turns you on, I guess. Hey, we're going to come back and talk about bailouts, the massive amount of money the federal government has spent on bailing out banks, and we're determining that some banks are just way too big to fail, and even though they're involved in criminal activity, they're too big to jail. Stay tuned with me. My website's www.jimbrownusa.com. The Common Sense Show, freshen up your coffee, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Working on a home or residential painting project? Then there's only one name you need to know. PPG. PPG has earned the respect of professionals and homeowners alike because we combine the latest paint technology with expertise and knowledgeable service. PPG offers a broad range of primers, paints, stains, and specialty products to meet all your needs. Available at either our PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints Company-owned store or independent dealer locations throughout the U.S. Each PPG product comes with the customized service you deserve to make sure you get the right fit for the job. And choosing colors has never been easier thanks to the PPG Voice of Color system that helps users discover colors that match their personality. So for the best quality products, excellent service, easy-to-use color tools, and great results, visit your local PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints location today.
Hi, this is John O'Toole with Midas Resources Gold and Silver Company. We have all heard of Rand Paul warning of an imminent currency crisis as a result of reckless spending on Capitol Hill and endless wars overseas. But what are we doing to prepare for it? China, India, and numerous other countries are buying up gold and silver by the ton because they know what's really going on. Don't you think it's time you do the same thing before it's too late? Call me, John O'Toole, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 133, and find out why gold and silver have been the true safe havens for over 5,000 years. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133. I'll send you a booklet highlighting 10 reasons why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Do you pick up a morning paper and read the news each day? A lot of you today are doing it over an iPad, maybe over your computer. I like the newspaper. I like to pick up the paper itself, and I read a couple of national papers. I like USA Today. It's a lot of general news, but it's interesting to see what's happening throughout the rest of the world. I like the New York Times. Some people think it's a liberal newspaper, but I find that the overall stories are interesting, background stories. I just like to read the paper, but I'll tell you what's happening. It seems to me when I read the papers and I look back over the years, It's kind of the same news. Oh, the people and locations change, but it's the same big issues that we are never able to solve. You've got the country in a financial crisis. We're always in a financial crisis. We never have enough money to pay our bills. Healthcare is a continuing problem. Hey, if you've got good insurance, you're like me, you're on Medicare, and you also have some backup insurance, no problem. You don't have any reason to pay attention to it, but a lot of people don't have that situation. They've lost their jobs. They've got a huge health care crisis. Go back 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, you did then too. Middle East, coming unglued. Middle East has been coming unglued for 2,000 years. Crisis, it's kind of depressing to read the newspaper. You know what I like to read? For my enjoyment, I read the paper for pleasure. I'm not trying to get there and get every fact in the news. I've got plenty of websites that give me news where I can find issues to talk about the show. But what I like to read in the newspaper are four basic things. The sports page, the funnies, the obituaries, and the one ads. Those are the four things I always look over. You don't read the obituaries for enjoyment, but you do that to stay tuned of old friends, new friends that have passed away. I like the one ads. I'm always looking for some little item of some kind, either for me or to give to one of my kids or grandkids. Love the funnies, and they change a good bit. I love to go down and read a cross-section of the various cartoons that are in the newspaper. Sports changes a good bit, into baseball now, finishing March Madness, and all year round. I always like to kind of stay attuned to what's happening. I'm a kind of a general sports fan. I'm not a diehard of any one team. I live down in the Deep South, and as a consequence, outside of the New Orleans Saints, we don't have major leagues. We don't have Major League Baseball down here. Do have a basketball team, Hornets, down here, I like to generally watch sports, and I like to look at the old bets. I say I like. I find it informative to look over old friends, and invariably I find some old friends have passed away. If you live down in the Deep South, an icon in the news business, Alec Gifford, died this week. Alec was Mr. News in New Orleans. I think he worked in Chicago. He worked for a while up in Memphis. And just an icon, so thorough in his work, the research that he did. He always took an interest in me during the time I was in public office and took a lot of interest in my daughter. When Cuba first allowed newspaper people to come into the country about maybe 15, 18 years ago, Alec was one of the first to go in and do some local stories. And he met my daughter, Campbell, who a lot of you know was on CNN and hosted the Today Show on NBC and now writes articles for the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, a number of publications. But she went down there as a kind of a cub reporter. And Alec, in just talking with her, found out that she was my daughter and he knew me. He took her under wing and spent a great deal of time. She was by herself, and you have to edit your stories and how to use their computers. They didn't really have computers. How to use the transmission services they did. Took her under wing. And just such a marvelous newsman. And I miss Alec Gifford. And he's a dear friend. But in any event, you find friends in there you know, or a cousin of a friend you know, and you learn some interesting history. There are some fascinating people that we never really met or deal with that when you look over the obits, you can find they lived a heck of a life. I say regularly, gosh, I wish I'd have known that person. What an interesting life. What a caring person. The volunteer work they did. I would have loved to have just sat down and had a cup of coffee with that person. Got to know them better. So those are my weaknesses. I want to have a paper in hand, and I want to look over the sports. I want to know some good deals in the one ads. I want to laugh a little bit in the cartoons, and I want to relate to some old friends through the obituaries. I've got several friends that are sick right now, and I tell you what, I got pretty upset this week. Went into a local coffee shop. Most of you anywhere in America have your local coffee haunt that you go to maybe occasionally, maybe every day. I usually go every day. And we have a mutual friend among the coffee group who's very ill, has Alzheimer's, probably doesn't know who we are, and close to passing away. I watch the obits regularly to see if the person has passed away.
And a couple of their older friends said, well, you know, I just haven't gone to see him. I just don't want to remember him like that. You know what? That really made me mad. And I'm an easygoing guy. I usually don't voice my temperament and voice my opinions if they're personal. But I just kind of went off a little bit and got really angry. And I told this group, look, what kind of friends are you? You don't want to remember him like that. Friends are there for other friends in good times or bad. And how would you like to be just disabled and on your back and your mind was still pretty sharp, or maybe your mind was weakening, but you were there all alone, hour after hour, day after day, week after week, because nobody cared. Or they didn't want to remember you like that. We're better than that. That's not a friend. That's not a true friend. This friend who has Alzheimer's, I go up from time to time and up to the home in which he is and get him in his wheelchair and roll him around and talk to him for an hour. So I remember old times, things we did together, things we shared, or memories we've had of past events in this state, in this country, just to talk a little bit. And maybe he doesn't hear me. And maybe I'm not getting to his soul, but I'm getting to mine. I'm getting to me. I enjoy remembering our friendship and looking back on the good times we had and thinking back over some special events that happened in our lives. That's good therapy for me. Yes, I'm doing it for him, but I'm doing it for me too. And that's what friendship is all about, sharing those mutual events and concerns, the good times, the bad. That's what friendship's all about. So don't ever say to someone, I just can't visit that person. I just don't want to remember him like that. You'd want to be remembered. You'd want that friend there for you. That's important. Pick up that paper and look over old friends. Hey, Jim Brown, The Common Sense Show. My website, www.jimbrownusa.com. We'll come back with much more. Freshen up your coffee. I'll be right back with you.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
We talked about long living, quality of life there in that last segment about dealing with the ones you love and also taking care of yourself. One way you take care of yourself is obviously getting some exercise. But, you know, we've talked about this a great deal. If you listen to my show, I think about two-thirds of your health is based on what you put in your body, the food you eat. It's important to know the good stuff and the bad stuff and how you control the food you eat. Harvard professor and doctor Gary Epler has written a great new book called Food, You're the Boss, and he explains that you just can't count calories. You've got to pick and choose quality in your food. Honored to have Dr. Epler on the show with us right now. Doc, glad you joined us on the Common Sense Show.
Hey, Jim, you know, it is fantastic to be here. Had a great run this morning, my wife, Joan, and it's a great day out here in Boston and where you are in New Orleans and all over the country today.
Well, I hope it is for all of our listeners. And you mentioned you get out and run, and when I get off the show today, I'm going to go off to a little health club I belong to. And I hate to rub it in with you, Doc, but the weather down here in the New Orleans area, Louisiana area, is about going to be about 77, 78, and I'm going to be in the swimming pool taking a swim. So rub that into our folks up north.
A bit of snow out here, but it'll go away. And, you know, you talked about that swim you're going to do, and I call it having a level 10 energy day. And level 10 energy days are just fantastic. They're those days everything goes right, and you talk to people, and you listen to people, and it's just a great day. You enjoy everything. And the big thing about having that level 10 day, the number one thing is get those 8 hours of sleep, not six, not 10. But the second thing is to do that hour of exercise. Anything you like, and it's fantastic. And the big one we're going to talk about today is food. Eat the right food.
Well, let's go back before we do, because we're not in a big rush, Doc. When you talked about the exercise, we've got a lot of listeners that may have some problems. They've got arthritis. They've got a bad knee. They've got some unique things that haven't made them, you know, bedridden or wheelchair ridden, but it slows them down. And sometimes it's just so easy to say, well, I just don't feel like it. I got that bad knee. But there's ways to work around that kind of thing, isn't there? I mean, there's things you can do with your shoulders and your arms, and you can find ways to get that heart beating a little bit, even if you can't get out and run 5 miles on a day like you did this morning.
Jim, you're absolutely right, and I'm really a big guy for seniors. Seniors got to exercise 80, 90, 100, 110. You just got to do that exercise, and they do. The really healthy ones do, and it's just the thing I think about. I sort of call the best of your ability. That's all it's required. The best of your ability, 1 hour a day, and yeah, maybe the knees shot, and maybe there's some arthritis, but you know, I work out with a personal trainer once a week, and you know, you always have something. There's always an elbow's off or something. He says, we work around it, and we do our hour of exercise. You work around it, but it is so fantastic to get that exercise in.
No doubt about it. Now, let's jump into food, because you and I talked earlier this week, and I've always been a believer that I wish it was just exercise, because I enjoy it and I can do a lot of exercise. But really, what you put in your mouth, what you get in your body for nourishment, that really is the overwhelming key. And just a little common sense thinking can go a long way in keeping your diet straight.
It can, and not only that, Jim, I hate to say it, but it's the hardest thing of those three things, the sleep, the exercise. It turns out eating the right foods, it's kind of hard, but you can learn. You can learn how. You can learn what the right foods are, and then you condition your mind. You train your mind to pick the right foods, and you got it made.
Now let's talk about some of these foods. Let's start with the bad stuff, because we want to end on a positive note. So,
right.
What are several foods that really we all enjoy but are doing great damage to us right now? Give us just a couple of examples, Doc.
All right, the big one. Everybody knows it. It's the sugar-based foods. I call them fast burn carbs. Fast burn carbs. That simply means those carbohydrates that you have that burn real fast, and they produce a ton of sugar, and that sugar goes into your bloodstream. And the minute that sugar goes in the bloodstream, sugar goes up, insulin comes out. And insulin takes care of the sugar, but the problem is cortisol comes along behind it, and that shuts everything down. It shuts the digestion down. It fires up all the muscles and the heart and everything, but it shuts down the digestion, and it all turns to fat. And that's the big culprit.
Now, what do you think? Now, some of people say, well, you know, I'll take care of that because I try to stay sugar-free. I use NutraSweet, use Equal, I use Splenda, all of those kinds of things. Is that, I've seen some reports that actually that can almost stimulate appetite and hurt you more in the long run than sugar. What do you think about that?
You know, Jim, it really can. I thought that was a myth. I thought, oh, come on, it can't. But I looked it up, the studies, and there's certain types of and it'll trick the brain into thinking it is sugar, and there's no sugar. Insulin comes out. A friend of Joan came to work, and she was really cranky about 10 o'clock. I mean, 10 o'clock, she was just really cranky. And it turned out she had a huge, one of those diet sodas, a huge one, 12, 14, 24 ounces. And she was hypoglycemic. She had low blood sugar at 10 o'clock. Because her brain was fooled into thinking that was sugar, insulin came out, and she had low blood sugar. So, yes.
Well, and you, look, let's, we got to be realistic. There are some awfully good things out there. I mean, what advice would you give someone that's trying to be healthy, but, you know, they got a sweet tooth? I mean, can you cheat every now and then? You know, on the Saturday night, you're out to dinner, and boy, that bread pudding or that custard looks so good. Maybe it's a blueberry pie. I mean, can you, you know, you got to occasionally indulge, don't you? You know, can you, I guess just using a balance.
Jim, you got my mouth watering here. There's no question. I mean, come on. We got to survive with these things. We all have a little bit of a sweet tooth. And here's the deal with that. Yes, you can do it. Sure. The main thing is just think of those fast burn carbs, the processed foods, all the sugar-based foods. It's not just NutraSweet. I mean, not one of these sweeteners, but all of those sugar-based things, the smoothies, just keep them to a minimum. And even things like potatoes, French fries, and even white rice. I mean, all of those things, they really are fast-burn carbs. But you can cheat. Here's how you do it. Here's how you do it, Jim. Number one, you don't do it too often. You really just keep it to a minimum. Number two, keep the portion size small. You don't have to have a huge one. And the big one, the big thing, when you cheat, when you have that sweet, whether it's a hot fudge sundae with the cherry on the top and the whipped cream and the nuts, just enjoy every single bite. You have to enjoy it, because if you're stressed out, if you're saying, oh, I shouldn't do this, I shouldn't do it, it's going to kill me, it's going to do this and that, oh, out comes cortisol, the stress hormones, and it's just not going to digest that. It's not, and it is going to be harmful. But if you just enjoy every single bite, you eat a small amount of it, it's not going to hurt you one bit. It's going to digest. It's not going to turn into these poisonous toxins that are created.
So savor the moment. In other words, if you're going to do it occasionally, really enjoy it. Don't just get it down and feel guilty or glober it down. Savor it. Take your time and enjoy the good flow of it all, I guess what you're saying. Now, Doc, you mentioned one. How about it? Give me another example besides sugar.
Okay, so those are the what I call the fast-burn carbs. And just before I finish, there's some science. I know maybe everybody doesn't want to know the science, but it's what happens when the cortisol goes up. There's two things that happen. One is triglycerides. Those are stored.
Dr. Epler, let me stop you right there. We got to take a little mandatory break here to pay the bills. I want to come back, though. We'll tell our listeners, we're talking to Dr. Gary Epler, his book, Food, You're the Boss. Wonderful book about using some common sense in your diet, how you eat. And you know, we can live a long life and stay very active and still enjoy what you eat. That's what we're talking about here today on the Common Sense Show. Let's take a little pause, fresh up your coffee. We'll come back and talk some more about good food, good eating with Dr. Gary Epler.
Listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
If you're a contractor working at home spilt before 1978, you could be fined. Fined up to $37,500. $37,500 per day per violation. If you're a landlord or property manager with rental properties, property spilt before 1978, you too could be fined. Fined up to $37,500. $37,500. We're Kachina. Kachina Lead Paint Solutions. Helping contractors and landlords comply with the new lead paint laws. Avoid the penalties. If you work on pre-78 houses, you must certify your firm. You must be a certified renovator to test for lead paint. If positive, you must use lead safe work practices. You must keep a tight paper trail in case of an audit. This law is enforced by the EPA or your state. If you remodel or rent properties built before 78, call Kachina for free information and a free phone audit. Call 888-800-5224. 888-800-5224. KachinaLeadPaintSolutions.com. Call us free. The audit is free. 888-800-5224. Kachina Lead Paint Solutions.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice, affordable solutions, the biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo. Prepare to survive now. Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. 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 Come.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
We all like to eat, but we want to eat to live. We're talking to Dr. Gary Epler, who's written a fascinating new book called Food, You're the Boss, How to Live a Long Life. And it must be working for Dr. Epler, who's run 7 marathons. And, Doc, my hat goes off to you. I've done a couple of triathlons, never done the big ones like you. You're living right there in Boston where you got you run the Boston Marathon?
Oh, yeah. It was fantastic. It really was great.
Well, that's the granddaddy of them all, and I believe you also were team position for the Boston Celtics. And I'm a big Celtics fan. You had a player up there called Glenn Davis, Big Baby Davis,
big
who
was
LSU guy. He helped the Celtics a lot, but I think he was a free agent playing down in Florida right now, down in Orlando. But anyway,
right.
You've got an interesting background, but you're trying to keep us all healthy and live a long life. Now, we were talking about the bad stuff. You mentioned sugar. Give us one more example of things you really ought to stay away from, Doc.
Okay, we talked about those fast-burn carbs, the sugar-based, and stay with the slow-burn, those the spinach, broccoli, rapini. Rapini is just a fantastic thing, and fiber.
Then rapini? Whoa, Doc, rapini?
Yeah.
Listen, I'm the roof first. What is rapini? What is rapini?
R-A-P-I-N-I. It's like a broccoli.
Okay, I've never heard of rapini.
It's tasty. It's got potassium. It's just great. It's fantastic. And the other, of course, is fiber. So those are what I call the slow burn carbs. You can stay with those. They're not only going to hurt you, but they're going to really help you out. So the next big one is what we call saturated fats. Now, those carbs, the fast burn carbs are going to make bellies, and they're going to increase fat. They're also going to cause these triglycerides, which injure those coronary arteries leading to the heart. But the saturated fats, they don't really make people fat, but they injure those arteries going to the heart, those coronary arteries. And the way they do that is they get into small little crevices of those blood vessels and cause inflammation and cause plaque buildup, and they plug up those arteries, and you have a heart attack, and you can die from that. So those are the saturated fats.
All right, now give us some specific examples for shoppers out there. They're going to stay away from saturated fats. Give us maybe some saturated fats that we might normally think are okay for us, but really are doing us some harm.
All right, turns out that all the saturated fats are harmful. The one, and read the labels. For example, a candy bar, you would never think that seems safe. It's kind of sugar. But there's a ton of saturated fats, almost 20 grams in some of those candy bars. And of course, the meats, the hamburgers, the hot dogs, sausages, all the things, and bacon that people have for breakfast and so forth. They have ton of saturated fats. And the juicy steak that tastes so fantastic on the grill may have a ton. The thing about the saturated fats is you can't go over 25 grams a day. That's the trick. You're allowed a little bit. The system can handle a little bit. But you go over 25 grams a day, and it can't handle it, and it builds up those toxic substances in the blood. And so, again, read the labels. You can have it, as they say, 25 grams a day. So that's the big key here.
One more question. I want to get to the good stuff. One more stuff on the bad stuff. What about dairy products? We've seen President Clinton on television saying he's a vegan and that you need to stay away from the dairy because that has an effect on your heart. What do you think about the milk, cheese, yogurt? So what's your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, they do. You're correct. You're correct. Whole milk, for example, it's okay for kids for up to 2, 3, 4, 5 years old, maybe, because it has a lot of protein for growth. But the fat in it is real saturated fat, and it really is in butter, in milk, in cheese. And the other thing with cheese, it's got a lot of sodium in it, and sodium is just not good for the blood pressure. Try to limit it as much as possible and try to stay with absolute low-fat or non-fat, if possible, dairy products.
Yeah, I use almond milk non-dairy butter substitute. I use almond milk, maybe soy milk, and, you know, over your cereal or something like that. I mean, it's there. You can tell the difference, but not to the major, in a major way. I mean, it's okay. So do a little shopping and just do a little investigation. Now, I want to get a lot in. Now, into the good stuff. Okay, what can I take to give me more energy? I want to run the Boston Marathon in a year or two. So besides working out, give me some foods that will give me unlimited energy.
Okay, well, here's three of them, and we're going to see you up in that Boston Marathon. We will watch it right outside our door here in Wellesley. So, number one, slow-burn carbs, and those are the spinach and the broccoli and the fibers that I talked to you about. Secondly is the unsaturated fats, the polyunsaturated fats, and we need fats, and those are the good ones, and olive oil is started on the list. Number two is the avocados. It turns out it has a great one in there. But the main one you need are omega-3 acids. Omega-3 fatty acids. That's the key group of fatty acids. It's called omega-3. And the number one source is flaxseed oil, but that's a little tricky. But the second one is salmon. Like a boiled salmon or a steamed salmon has a ton of it. And as far as the vegetables, there's a thing called quinoa. Now, Jim, you know about quinoa?
Oh, yeah.
There you
go. I know a quinoa. I take it. I have a little place that makes me a bowl of quinoa, and I put some vegetables, and I give a little bit, throw a few shrimp in there. But quinoa
is
kind of
better,
like,
yes. That ton of omega-3.
Yeah,
that's perfect combination. That's great.
It's like kind of like rice, round, and somewhat similar to rice, I guess. We can tell our listeners an idea what quinoa is, but it's pretty tasty. I like it. It has more taste than rice to me.
Oh, absolutely. And not only that, it has potassium, so it'll counteract sodium. There's no sodium in it. Secondly, it's got magnesium, which softens up those arteries, which is really great, and it's got a ton of protein. So quinoa is great. Now, the main thing about quinoa is that's all you need. You don't need to go to the store where it's processed in a box, because they'll add chicken broth, they'll add salt. They will even add sugar. I have seen sugar added to quinoa. Why would you ever do that? Just stay with quinoa and then add your vegetables as you did. And a little shrimp is perfect. So those are omega-3s. Those are the fatty acids. Fantastic.
How about the pills? I know you'd rather get it naturally, but I take an omega-3 pill in the morning and the evening. Is that helpful? Or what do you think about getting a pill at the health food store, the omega-3 capsule?
Well, Jim, you don't need vitamins, number one. Nobody needs vitamins unless they have an illness of some sort. Don't need vitamins. Don't need almost any of those supplements. There's probably one that may be okay, and that would be omega-3. And the reason is,
right,
is our diet gives us a lot of omega-6. Our sort of natural diet in America gives us omega-6. And you need a nice balance of 3 and 6. And if you get too much 6, it becomes inflammatory. It causes inflammation. So taking a supplemental omega-3, you know, got to tell you, I think it's okay.
Doc, we're winding down, but I want to ask you what to avoid, how to avoid 4 of the top 10 major diseases. I say you talk about that in your book. Give me a few examples there.
Well, there you go. It's real easy. What are they? Heart disease. Those are those coronary arteries. Keep them safe and keep them soft. And number 2 is hypertension. Same kind of thing. And number 3 is you get into the diabetes. I mean, those 3 things right there. It's all the fast-burn carbs. Keep those slow-burn carbs. Don't get that sugar to go up. Don't get that insulin coming out. And it'll be fantastic. It'll prevent all of those. Keep with the slow-burn carbs and the unsaturated fats, those omega-3s, and lean protein. Those 3 things, it'll be heaven.
And you know, one final question to you. Some people say, well, I'd rather give up a few years of my life and really eat good stuff. I want to be able to enjoy my food. What I found is just using some common sense and kind of cutting back on the items you mentioned, staying away from the meat. I love fish, and especially the cold fish. You know, you develop a taste, and when you try to come back to what you thought was that good, unhealthy stuff, it's really not all. It doesn't taste all that good anymore. I mean, you can build up a real appreciation for really good quality food, can't you?
You know, it's Professor Jim Brown right there. You said the magic words. It is absolutely right. People say, oh, I don't care what's the 2 or 3 years. But you don't want to live those 2 or 3 years with high blood pressure and diabetes. You eat the right foods, and they taste so fantastic. After a while, you just can't even think about eating those other ones because they just feel so good. You're absolutely
they do.
Right.
They do. Doc, we're completely out of time. The book, Food, You're the Boss, Dr. Gary Epler. Pleasure to have you with us, Doc, and hope we can have you back on the show again real soon.
Well, Jim, look forward to talking to you soon.
Take care. Interesting guy. Runs marathons. The Boston Celtics trainer. Hey, let's take a break right now. We're going to come back and talk about Vietnam and on Jim Brown.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNLive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.